WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa Hawkeyes trimmed an 11-point Michigan lead to 3 in the closing minutes, but that's as close as they would get in a 75-67 loss as they dropped their second Big Ten game of the season. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawks needed a better start to set the tone.
You know, I think when you come on the road like this, you want to play better at the start of the game. We had 4 insane turnovers early. Now, one of the most important things we talked about is when you go on the road and you're playing ranked teams in this league on the road in this kind of environment, you cannot turn the ball over. That was the beauty of the Ohio State victory. So we turned it over 14 times tonight. We got to be 10 or lower.
Iowa made only 2 3-pointers in the game, and the Hawkeyes' depth didn't show up, but McCaffrey says there were some positives.
I thought Bisabi was terrific, Aaron White in the second half, but Cassell had a terrific game. Woodbury was excellent. A lot of good. You know, Gabe in the first half was really good. Didn't get as much off the bench tonight as we would have liked. But, I think we can look at this constructively and get better from it.
Aaron White scored 15 of his 17 points in the second half, and Melson Bisabi had 15 of his 17 points in the first half.
The game plan was to pound it inside, and they played 4 guards, so we tried to take advantage of that. And, you know, it's on me on the second half. I just ran out of energy. I think that contributed to why just the pace of the game, because I was supposed to continue my dominance, and I wasn't able to take advantage of it because of fatigue. So that's on me.
Well, sophomore guard Nick Stauskas equaled his career high with 26 points as the Wolverines won their 8th straight game. They improved to 6-0 in the Big Ten.
He had it in him tonight, and, you know, you got to give him credit. Obviously, he kept going, and, you know, for me, I take that personally because I wasn't able to, you know, keep lifting my team up like I should have. So, you know, we got to just get back to work. You don't feel sorry for yourself. We got Northwestern on Saturday, and, you know, it's a quick turnaround, so you can address what went wrong tonight and, you know, let it show on the court. No mistakes, no excuses, no crying, and give credit to your opponent when it's due.
Iowa falls to 4-2 in the league race. They're 14-4 overall with that contest last night. Aaron Hawley scored 19 points, and Richard Carter added a dozen as Drake snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 57-54 victory over Southern Illinois last night. Desmar Jackson had 15 points for the Salukis. Southern Illinois trailed 32-23 at the half. They were down 13 with 9:22 left in the game after Jordan Daniels was fouled and made 3 free throws. But Jackson led the Salukis back, scoring 11 points in a 17-4 run to tie the game at 52 with 59 seconds left. Hawley, though, responded with a 3-pointer for Drake before Smith-Peters' basket made it 55-54 with 9 seconds left. Richard Carter sank a couple of free throws for Drake with 8 seconds left, as that pretty much sealed it. The Bulldogs improved to 11-8. They're 2-5 in Valley play. Walt Lemon Jr. scored 28 points, shooting 50% from the field, leading Bradley to a 69-65 win over Northern Iowa last night. Austin Barnes had 10 points and grabbed 7 rebounds for the Braves. Seth Tuttle scored 20 points with 7 rebounds for the Panthers, who hit just 36.7% from the field overall, as the Panthers fall to 10-9. They're 4-3 in Valley action. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, 5th-ranked Wichita State, the only undefeated major college team besides Arizona and Syracuse, rallied from a 3-point halftime deficit as they beat Illinois State 70-55. The Shockers are 20-0. 7th-ranked San Diego State improved to 17-1, routing San Jose State 75-50. DeAndre Mathieu and Mo Walker each scored 18 points as Minnesota knocked off number 9 Wisconsin 81-68. That's the Badgers' 3rd straight loss after a 16-0 start. Wayne Blackshear had 16 points, pacing a balanced offense, carrying number 12 Louisville to an 86-47 rout of cold-shooting South Florida. Kendall Anthony scored 21 points, and Richmond hung on in the final minute to knock off 13th-ranked UMass, 58-55. Freshman Jabari Parker had 17 points and a season-high 15 rebounds, as number 18 Duke earned its first league road win of the year, beating Miami 67-46. Also, number 19 St. Louis avoided an upset by beating Duquesne 76-72, and number 25 Oklahoma held off Texas Christian 77-69. The Iowa Board of Regents is appealing a district court's decision to reinstate Iowa State basketball player Boo Boo Paulo to the team. The Des Moines Register reports the Iowa Attorney General's office filed a motion Wednesday on behalf of the board that seeks an immediate stay of a Webster County District Judge's recent order to let Paulo rejoin the team. The motion says the district court ruling deprives the board and Iowa State of its legal authority to establish and enforce student conduct. Paulo was suspended in 2012 after being charged with second-degree sexual assault. The charge was later dropped, but Paulo was kicked off the team because officials determined that he had violated student code of conduct. A couple of area high school girls basketball games last night. The Corner Conference holding its mid-season tournament. The semifinals last night saw Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 56-29, while Stanton posts a 52-30 win over East Mills. In the NBA last night, Atlanta beat Orlando 112-109. Boston, an overtime winner, 113-111 over Washington. Chicago beat Cleveland 98-87. Toronto over Dallas 93-85. Charlotte beat the LA Clippers 95-91. Philadelphia down New York 110-106. It was Milwaukee over Detroit 104-101. Oklahoma City beat San Antonio 111-105. Houston top Sacramento 119-98. Phoenix a 124-100 winner over Indiana. In the National Hockey League, just three games last night. Pittsburgh beat Montreal 5-1. Detroit down Chicago in a shootout 5-4. It was Calgary over Phoenix by a 3-2 final. Well, Seattle Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman says he's surprised his interview after the NFC Championship game became the focus following 2 days of reaction to his post-game comments. Sherman again apologized for his shouting, emotional post-game interview that took attention away from the performances of his teammates in Sunday's win over San Francisco. Sherman was the subject of criticism and support following his post-game rant that came just a few minutes after he deflected a pass intended for San Francisco's Michael Crabtree and that was intercepted by teammate Malcolm Smith in the end zone to clinch the victory. Mike Munchak is going back to his roots and heading closer to home in the process. A person familiar with the decision said Wednesday night the former Tennessee Titans head coach will join the Pittsburgh Steelers as offensive line coach. Munchak was fired by the Titans on January 4th after leading Tennessee to a 22-26 record over three seasons. In baseball news, the Yankees have secured the services of highly prized Japanese pitcher Masahiro Tanaka. The club co-chairman, Hank Steinbrenner, says the team has agreed to a $155 million 7-year contract with the right-hander. Along with the contract, the Yankees must pay a $20 million fee to the Japanese team of the 25-year-old. The acquisition of Tanaka caps an off-season that saw the Yankees and Jacoby Ellsbury, Brian McCann, and Carlos Beltran to their stable. Tanaka was 24-0 with a 127 earned run average last year, leading his team to the Japanese Series title. The New York Mets settled their last salary arbitration case, agreeing to a 1-year contract with Lucas Duda worth just over $1.6 million. He hit .223 with 15 homers and 33 RBIs. Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt is dealing with an undisclosed health issue and will not be a guest instructor for the Philadelphia Phillies at spring training this year. Schmidt still plans to visit camp in the middle of March, but the Phillies say their former third baseman won't serve as an instructor for the first time in more than a decade so that he can remain near his doctors. Outfielder Grady Sizemore has agreed to a $750,000 1-year deal with the Boston Red Sox. A 3-time All-Star, the 31-year-old has played 8 major league seasons, all of them with Cleveland. He's hit .269 with 139 homers and 458 RBIs. Former slugger Bo Jackson is back with the Chicago White Sox, this time as a team ambassador. Jackson will make appearances for the organization and serve as a team representative in the community and throughout baseball. And in racing news, NASCAR is overhauling its qualifying process and will go to a knockout format similar to Formula One and IndyCar. That new format will not be used for the Daytona 500, for non-points events in the Sprint Cup Series, and the Truck Series event at Eldora Speedway in Ohio. NASCAR will use 3 rounds of qualifying at tracks that are 1.25 miles in length or larger. The entire field will have 25 minutes to post their fastest single lap, and the top 24 will advance to the second round. The second segment will last 10 minutes, and the fastest 12 will advance to a final 5-minute round. At tracks that are smaller than 1.25 miles, qualifying will be in 2 segments. The first will be 30 minutes, with the top 12 advancing to a 10-minute final session. That's Checkin' Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.